Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sundays are Giants days.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. All right, dude. So we had another preseason game, which we'll get into. But I think what's first and foremost on everyone's minds, the joint practice today with the New York Jets. And read the tweets that you sent out, or the X posts, whatever you want to call them. but I'd still want to get your analysis.
Sorry, Joey. I'm battling this bracelet. Oh, nice. I'm trying to fix this bracelet. Every year I go to Cape May, I get these cheap-ass bracelets. So there's one still, and I love them, like an idiot that I am. Mm-hmm. And, of course, every year I tie them up, and all of a sudden I can't stretch them out. I can't tighten them anymore. So, excuse me, I just had to straighten out this major problem I had.
Is it the one that's made from, like, waste in the ocean or something, or no?
The name of the place is Sunrise of Cape May.
Okay, because they sell the ones that are made from like
cheap bracelets every year, and every year I load up on them, and I go down to Cape May, and I was just solving a problem just now as you started chiming in. But how'd you like the tweets, man? I mean, what was the impression you got from
me? It reinforced all your opinions.
Besides that, I ate good, and it just me.
No, yeah. You said that
impression?
Though.
What was the impression you got?
It's reinforced kind of everything you've said so far, that you're very concerned with the cornerbacks and the secondary, but I would say cornerbacks in particular. Yeah. But the Giants, I guess, hung in. The Jets got the better of them. And if there was a flaw to Neighbors, he's got to clean up the drops. But it just kind of reinforced everything else you said so far. Like your biggest theme so far is you're very concerned about, among other things, the biggest concern, I should say, is the secondary. Mm. And that is coming to fruition, I should say.
Look, I said that last week. I'm just putting something on Twitter. I forgot to put it that we're going live. I think I said it last week, 2 weeks ago. That's the biggest concern. Well, the Giants have a few concerns, but look, Jerry, you saw it today. I mean, Garrett Wilson was just having his way with the Giants. Vertical slants. And look, the season starts September 8th, right? Mm-hmm. And then we take it from there.
Yeah.
But even a guy like Deontay Banks,
I was going to ask you that.
He's been up and down this summer. And I look at him and I'm saying, I'm not really too confident in what he's doing either out there. Mm-hmm. And Jerry, that was the guy we're relying on to kind of take away half the field. And I'm not seeing that,
Yeah, I think Chris just answered your question, NYC. How's Banks progressing? The concern, Chris, was the number two spot, but it sounds like, right now, Banks is not playing up to his draft status.
Oh, look. No, I'm not going to say that.
Practicing.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Because the games haven't started. This is just camp, you know, and he had a good solid second half of last year. Mm-hmm. And we'll see when the games start. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if he carries over, Jerry, from what he's been doing this summer into the games where he's up and down, getting big, then, you know, that's not going to be a good sign. Look, Jerry, they're going to be – I mean, I'll be shocked if they don't add a guy or two after this waiver next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They have money to play with. They restructured Andrew Thomas's contract. They have a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, Brandon Brown basically, you know, saying yesterday, you know, well, we're going to explore all things and all that, and that's going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might pick up a Faber-Moreau type guy, you know, next week and all that. Because they're going to need it. I mean, Cordell Flott, Dave said today he's getting closer. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we're looking at a guy that has a very established resume here.
Yeah, it's not like Mark Collins is coming. Right.
Right. You know, yeah. Nick McLeod, he'll give you some good ball at times. But, you know, to look at him and say, okay, you know, he's our number two and feel pretty confident about it. No, you don't. He was getting beat today. Vertical. Bad. You know, now mind you, it's Garrett Wilson who's phenomenal, and you know, and Aaron Rodgers, the Sierra Rodgers up close right in front of you. Oh, God, he's you know, we all know what Aaron could do, but just first time I ever saw him, Jerry, within you know, 100 feet of him as he's throwing a ball in front of me. So,
yeah,
obviously, he's very impressive up close. So, but it's a concern, dude. I mean, look, you know, you look at the schedule and you look at the receivers and you say, ah, Sam Donald's, you know. But they have very good receivers, the Vikings, you know, and Donald, while he's not nowhere near a top flight quarterback, he's not, you know, he's not a total complete waste of a guy out there. You know, he could do some damage to you, you know, if given time, you know, but what he's going to have running out there in that secondary, obviously, maybe, you know, arguably the best wide receiver in football. They're going to be going against week one, and then you got Jordan Addison's in the world. They're going to get a break and not have to see TJ Hockenson. But, dude, you're going to have to cover these guys, you know. The Eagles guys, the Cowboys, you know, when they straighten that out with CeeDee Lamb, Washington with the McLaurins, you got to play the AFC North.
Bengals.
You know what I mean?
Jamar Chase.
You know, you got to play the AFC North guys. Yeah, Chase and T and those guys. And you think about it, and you sit there right now and you say, I'm just not feeling very confident. This secondary is an issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't ease my mind today, Jerry. You know, if they would have went out today and kind of played well against, you know, the Garrett Wilsons of the world today. And, you know, even Lazard was open, if you know, had some catches, had a couple of drops that he was open on, you know.
Yeah.
They had a tight end, a third string, a guy who might not even make the team, Jerry. He was wide open down the seam. Giants had a communication issue on the back end, but Rodgers somehow or another missed him. But,
well, communication issue, is that on the secondary, you think, or you don't know?
Yeah, well, that'll get worked out. That's all preseason stuff, you know. Yeah. Guys on the back end must have had, somebody must have looked at him in man, or maybe they were in the zone, cover too. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So that stuff you'll get straightened out. That I'm not really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
But covering guys one on one, yeah. You know, like, you know, today, and I'm watching the whole play, and Aaron's rolling to his right, Rodgers, and McLeod was all over Garrett Wilson, all of them. They were in man, you know, they were man coverage. And then Aaron rolls to his right, and Garrett improvs, and he just boom. You know, obviously they were on the same page, him and Rodgers. And he just toasted McLeod. Look, that could happen to anybody, but you don't really feel confident in the secondary at all.
Right.
You know, come in a couple, in a few weeks when it gets real. And I expect him to pick up a guy or maybe even two on his waiver wire. Like they think they could come in and help him, you know? So they're going to have to six in a waiver wire. They're going to be up there to claim some guys if they want to.
Right now, is it like six in one, half a dozen in the other between McLeod and Flott, you think? Like, I guess if they don't pick someone up, who's the starter, do you think?
Well, Jerry, you know, Flott's been out a couple weeks. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to go with McLeod. Now, Flott's support, like I said, it's still two and a half weeks, right? Am I mistaken that? 2.5 weeks of the season, right?
Yes.
So you still got, you know, Flott coming back, practicing, you know, and all that stuff. And then we'll see what happens, you know? But I tell you what, dude, you know, if this is the roster they're going with, you know, and even if they pick up a guy that doesn't really play well, you know, this is on Joe Shane.
Yeah.
You know, if this secondary is getting beat continuously all year down the field and all that stuff, this is going to be on Joe Shane. You know what I mean? Not addressing it with a veteran free agency or trying to move up in that draft. And you know what I mean? So
with Gilmore signing for $10 million with the Vikings, Chris, do you think that's a guy they should have signed or no?
You know, Jerry, somebody asked me that the other day, you know, were you surprised? And I thought they would explore it. Now, we don't know what goes on, you know, behind the scene, like try out how he looks. Maybe they saw the way he played last year and won't go, you know, they didn't like the way he was playing last year. And they said, no, we're not signing this guy, $7-8 million, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't, now, I don't know how much they looked into Gilmore, you know, obviously they never brought him in. So there wasn't much interest. That's one of those, Jerry, where if Gilmore has, and I've counted him out before, and I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
You know, if he plays very well, and you're going to get a glimpse of it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, you're going to see him. And if he has a good season for the Vikings, then, you know, people, and the Giants, you know, kind of continue this trend of not playing well in the secondary, which, like we've seen this summer, and people are going to be like, you know, well, what the hell? You know, like,
right.
Why are we not addressing this secondary? So, that's one of those, I would explore it. I thought the Giants would, Jerry.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't. Obviously, they weren't feeling it with Gilmore. And that's a time will tell, bud. You know, if he plays, has a solid year for the Vikes, people are going to be wondering, like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah, I realize that, like, Joe Shane has the cap in a great spot for the Giants. He's done a great job there. So I kind of understand not wanting to break the bank on a corner in a year where you don't know where you're going to go, where you don't know where this team is headed. Now, I'm not saying you're conceding by any way, but it's like, how much am I going to spend on a corner that's going to count towards the cap? And then what about next year? So I get not wanting to break the bank, but Gilmore for $10 million with freeing up money, it was like, well, I'm with you on this one. Like, maybe we should have explored. And again, maybe they did explore it. Maybe it just didn't work out. But for what they have now, you, like you said, you really hope that when other cuts happen around the league, that the Giants can pick up someone, because they go into the season with this secondary. The story is not going to be Evan Neal or even Daniel Jones. It's going to be this secondary, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. And, you know, guys like Thibodeau and Burns, they better get double-digit sacks each and get a lot of pressure.
Yeah, they got to get there under 1 second.
Because the way it's looking, I don't know how long those guys are going to cover on the back end.
Right.
You know, and like I said, Jerry, you know, one guy we kind of looked at entering year two was Tay Banks saying, you know, hey, you know, all right, we're pretty confident with this guy, you know? Well, I got to be honest with you, dude. And look, like I said, the games have not started yet, but I'm not looking at Tay Banks right now and saying, okay, I'm real confident in him. I'm not, you know, from what I've seen this summer.
Well, you know,
thank you, John Toronto. 20 bucks.
I was just going to.
John Toronto, he's the man.
And Jerry and Chris, how's it going? Good to have you back on. Even if Flott stays healthy, he has been injury prone since he got here. And what's the way like a $160? Must weigh like a $160. I'm very concerned about these DBs.
John, yeah, the whole Giants world is.
Thanks for the support, John. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. John. Thank you, man. We really appreciate it. A lot of money there. Thank you. And look, everybody's concerned.
Yeah.
I don't care what answers Dable gives you, the Giants, you know, Brandon Brown. You say, oh, the young guys will develop. Everybody's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's concerned. Like, what the hell? You know, so.
But I was gonna say, you only have practice and preseason to go by. Like, so, you know, your concern is warranted, because my concern is at another spot, and we'll get into it later because of just of what I've seen so far. But look, you know, at safety, Chris, we'll go to safety real quick, because I just want to talk about the whole secondary. Tyler Newman has now supplanted Dane Belton at that you know, safety spot, and we thought
trending that way. Yeah,
yeah, it's okay, and we thought that would eventually happen.
Yeah.
You know, what are you seeing at safety? Like, and or is the cornerback play kind of overshadowing it, or the, you know, is it, I guess the shoddy cornerback play right now overshadowing it?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is, you know. But you're liking what you're seeing out of Tyler Newman, bro. You know, physical, coming up in that box.
Yeah.
Taking on, you know, blockers. They're going to do a lot of different things with him. You can see that already. So
does he remind you of anyone?
Well, he reminds me of McKinney in a way. He really does. He comes up, plays that box. He can play, you know what I mean? So he, you know, he kind of reminds me of him, but he's, you know, McKinney really wasn't a ball hawk, you know, and this kid Newman's always around the ball.
I'll give you my comparison. In the very little I've seen him, is a healthy Kenny Phillips.
Because he's
willing to get dirty, come up to the line. Not that McKinney wasn't, but just his, like, his stature, the way he tackles, it just reminds me of, if you put 21 on him, I see a young Kenny Phillips physical. Before he hurt his knee.
Yeah. He's a physical guy, man. You know, and you see the way, you know, that kind of. trending him in there. You know, he's trying to, today he started off with the ones and all that stuff. So, you kind of like what you're seeing. Tuto, Tuto. Thank you, Tuto, again, my man.
The only two certainties in life anymore are the sun rises in the east and Tuto jumps in and supports our podcast, man. Tuto, thanks so much. And, you know, massive salute to Big Jerry and our paisano Chris and all Die Hard fans across the pond. Greetings from our entire rugby team in Italy. You're the man, Tuto. You. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Tuto. You're the man, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. Unreal. So, he's like a legend now, this guy, Tuto. Everybody knows Tuto. You notice that?
Dude, he's ridiculous. And you know what? He's known for just being a nice guy. It's very rare when you're known for just being a good dude. So, wow.
You know, we got to have, you know, when Tuto comes back to the States, man, we got to have him on, Jerry.
Oh, absolutely.
We got to have Tuto on, man.
Unless he wants to stay up at 3 a.m. one day or 2 a.m. or whatever it is.
Yeah, listen, right, exactly. But he's playing rugby over there, right? So he's probably going to get his sleep. But we got to get him on. So Giants Twitter melting down over Daniel Jones, too. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, look.
Here we go. Yeah, sorry.
All right, so Jerry, I was going to tell you this. I was on the defensive side today.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Giants defense against the Jets offense. And the other field was the Giants offense. Because last week, against the Lions, I covered the other way around. And from a couple of guys, media guys that were watching that, they told me Daniel was taking a lot of checkdowns. He took what the defense gave him, and he looked pretty decent, you know?
Yeah.
The only time I saw Daniel today, when they came over to our field for the two-minute drill, and they went four and out. It was horrible. It was one bad throw to Darius. Actually, two. One throw, Darius came down. I think he was out of bounds, if I remember right. Yeah. One throw was on the inside. It had to be on the outside. Mm-hmm. He did throw a ball in a vertical down to Malik. Then Malik turned around, went right through his hands. Ball had to be caught. You know, not every throw is going to be like Rodgers right here, in a bread basket, you know.
That was a catchable pass? It was a catchable ball?
Oh, absolutely. Look, yeah. Malik admitted it. He admitted it to us after when he was at the podium after the practice. He said, I got to make those plays. Mm-hmm. You know, look. For how dynamic Malik has been.
Yeah.
And he's been dynamic, right? He's had some drops this summer. Mm-hmm. He's had drops, you know? I don't know, 11, 18. I don't count that stuff. But he had a couple of drops, though. Yeah, that's right, Richie M. He definitely had a couple of drops. So, look, he's got to clean that up, Jerry.
Yeah.
For how great Malik has been. And he said it today. He goes, this has got to get better. I got to clean that up. He's had drops this summer in practice.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not quite sure last week against Houston if Stingley did grab his arm there. But although Malik says, yes, I got to catch that ball. Had the drop in front of me. From my understanding, he had a drop earlier. Like I said, I wasn't watching the offense. That was the only one I did see was when it came over for the two-minute drill. And he dropped one right in front of me. Mm-hmm. So that's got to get cleaned up. Look, all the great receivers have started off. You know, they've had some drop issues at first. They're cleaning up. So. We expecting that, but he has had some, you know, so that's the only negative. The only negative I could say, hey, Chris, give me a negative on Malik. So I said, well, he's had a few drops. You know, so.
And by the way, the checkdowns to me aren't like bad. If my quarterback checks down, he's not throwing an interception. I'm okay with it. Like, you know, first and 10 check down is not the end of the world. You know, third and 30. Okay. I guess, you're just conceding the ball, whatever. But like a check down does not mean like, you know, that's a bad play by the quarterback. It's not like, unless people are running wide open. But
you don't want to force balls, right?
Of course, I'll be honest. I'd rather have a check down than that one throw I saw on Saturday. I'm sorry. Like,
right. Yeah.
Check down there or whatever. Get rid of it. Right. But, you know,
like I said, Jerry, I wasn't on that side. I don't know if there was a guy open and Daniel didn't see me. They checked down. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard from a few people.
Yeah.
That it was like, you know, like some guy, they were covered, you know, and Daniel went to his. To the check down, which he's supposed to do. That's what Dave wants, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to get, you know, too much into that, you know. Sure. So,
supposedly there was a Theo Johnson drop. Did you see that? Was that
No, that was on the other field, too.
Okay. All right.
I know people reported that he had a drop. Look, Jerry, from what I understand, a very sloppy day in the offense as far as drops.
Okay.
You know, and all that stuff. So not good as far as that goes. And as far as the Giants defense, which I did watch, a lot of big plays down the field. You know, a lot of big plays down the field. They had one interception on a pass deflected by Burns, who had a very good day, Burns.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And Bobby Okereke came down with the pick, but it was called back because Drew Phillips had a hold in the end zone. You think we could ever have a joint practice with Donnay Holmes drawing a flag? No. He drew a DPI down the field on a deep ball. You know, terrible technique by Donnie. He just like kind of threw his body like this into the receiver. You know, he didn't have his head back. The receiver went up. Automatic flag in this league. Automatic flag, you know. Yeah. So, but Donnie's going to be playing special teams. You know, he's a very good special teamer. So, you know, he'll make the team as a special. He should make the team as a special teams guy. He's, you know, but the Giants were low on bodies, you know, so he's out there and all that stuff. So, not a good day. Look, the Jets got the better of the play. No question, you know. Yeah. And Rodgers did some good things. And, you know, he had some balls on the field. So, a lot to clean up, man, you know.
Yep. All right, guys, we are over 19 minutes in already. There are 385 of you watching. Thanks so much. Before we go to break, guys, just this. Rounding third base, 8-year-old Dalton's leg began to hurt. Despite over 3 years of treatment, including chemo, an amputation, and multiple clinical trials and surgeries, Dalton, or D, passed away at 12 years old from cancer. His parents and Giants fans, Jen and Will, formed Defeat Cancer to help discover targeted treatments and help kids like Dalton and the 16,000 American kids diagnosed with cancer each year. 100% of donations to Defeat Cancer directly fund pediatric cancer research. So give if you can, folks. Please help them at www.defeatcancer.org. That's www.defeatcancer.org. All right, guys, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris Bisignano. We'll be back after this. Hang on 1 second.
Men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, If you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz, Biz Ignano. Already another donation from JJAN300. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Fellas, we need to start 1-0. Let's go, G-Men. I was going to ask you, Chris, overall, so you've kind of, you know, you talked about defense and or the secondary and, you know, the fact that the Jets moved the ball up and down the field. You didn't see the offense as much as the defense. Overall, like, you know, you said they could hang with the Lions, right? The overall team hung with the Lions from a physicality standpoint.
Yeah.
Is the talent on the Jets that much better, you think, than the
Giants? No, I just think it wasn't as good of a day. No.
Okay.
No, let's not get crazy. I know Jets fans are getting crazy, but let's not get crazy there.
No, there you go.
You know, no, the Lions are a better football team than the Jets.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they are.
You think so? Okay.
Oh, I think the Lions are a better football team than the Jets. I think the Jets, look, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, I think the Jets are winning the East. I do.
Yeah.
But the Lions, to me, are a Super Bowl contender. Yeah. I'm not putting Jets as a Super Bowl contender.
Got it.
I have the Jets as a playoff team, probably winning the East.
Yeah, okay.
I do. Mm-hmm. You know, Aaron Rodgers is pretty good. If he stays healthy, they have a good team. You know, but they got a lot of question marks, too. Guys up front, their tackles hold up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though they were top five defense last year, they weren't very good against the run. They had their moments against stopping the run last year. And all that stuff. So no, let's pump the Lions are a better team. It's just one of those Jerry's. They played much better against the Lions in that joint.
Yes.
Those 2 days than they did today against the Jets. You know?
Yep. Yeah. Memory. Right.
So,
thanks, JJ. I really appreciate it. You guys are two of the best.
Appreciate it, man.
Very good. Nice.
Chris, not sure I've seen you so negative. Chuck Lustig.
I think you're more realistic.
Chuck. I'm realistic. That's the way I do it.
Yeah, I don't think he's negative. I mean, I would.
I'm saying like it is. You know, if it comes across negative, if you want me to say the secondary looks great and we got Richard Sherman out there at all time, okay. Well, you know, I don't think people don't watch it to hear me say bullshit. You know, I'm here to say it like it is. So,
Daniel Merkel, hey guys, did Chapman flash it all today? So I pointed that one out, Chris, because you did a really nice job on the camp updates on the article for, you know, we're printing Sunday, and you did a little thing on Chapman, which I thought was awesome. So I just wanted to focus that comment because he's someone that people are excited about. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, he rotated with the ones again, he got some snaps with the ones and not really much, you know, but it's practice. You know what I mean?
Right.
I look for like the TFLs a little bit, who got in the backfield, mm-hmm. you know, running plays, you can't hit, you know, you kind of see up there, but look, Chapman's a kid that's going to rotate in this defensive line with Nacho.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, you know, they're going to try to see what he could give him against the run, too. And he had sacks in college.
Yeah.
You know, this is not just a guy just fills that gap, doesn't push that pocket, you know, doesn't push the middle of the pocket. He has in college, and they're going to look for him to do that.
I mean, it's literally, he wasn't drafted because he's just not tall enough, right? Like, was that it?
I mean, there's no question because he's five. Look. He's 6 feet and then 5'11", and I'll be surprised even that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, he looks more 5'10 to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if they say 6 feet, it's like, oh boy. Because again, guys, Kyler Murray's not 5'10". Okay, thanks. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Right. Exactly, Jerry. So, you know, but he's super strong and, you know, and he does, he gets, you know, he in SMU, he got to the quarterback and he's earned his way here. Now we'll see when the game starts and all that stuff, but he's earned his way here. Ryder Anderson was waived / injured, on the injured thing. He's gone.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And, you know, this is, you know, when you see guys beginning a camp getting, that's why you don't know now is the time of year. And, you know, Jerry, you know, this is, now we're at the stage, like, we know what we have now.
Right.
I know this isn't the part of training camp anymore. Well, okay, let's let we hit him on a pass. Oh, no, look at that. No, we kind of know where we're at now. You know, training camp is over. Tomorrow's like the last practice of training camp. I don't know what Dave's going to go hard. He's going to go light. I'm not sure. Last week, I thought he was going to go light. He went hard on the hour and a half practice. So I don't know what Dave's going to do with the game coming up Saturday. Mm-hmm. He might go a little harder in practice because he's been trying to establish that all summer. And he's probably not going to play the starters Saturday. I'm pretty sure he's not playing the starters. So
at all?
And it was shitty practice today. And there's a lot of crap.
You don't think he'll play him at all?
I don't think he's going to play. You mean like Daniel and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Jerry. Okay. I kind of got that feeling from Dave's today. Of course, he never rules it out because Dave's, you know, refuses to, you know, he's not going to give anything away. Not going to tell us anything, but I don't think so. I think they got the work in today. But you know what, Jerry? I'm never going to say never in that because he could be looking at the film right now and be throwing shit across his office going, you know what? I want them to get a series Saturday. This is bullshit what I'm seeing on his screen. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Before we go on, I just want to highlight a few best live YouTube Giants content. And then Jay Farris follows up with $5 super sticker.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. And Dean Butera, $20. Love the Giant Insider podcast. Guys, thanks so much. You guys are awesome. Seriously.
Jerry, did you see my tweet today? Some guy from the stands.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, go ahead. Talk about that.
The Jets fans were very into it, man. They were very enthusiastic. They were chanting J-E-T-S. They were cheering every play.
Yeah.
You know, they have high hopes, obviously, right? And as they should. You know?
Yeah.
I was walking past somebody else. Like, hey, Chris for the Giants. I look up. Like, hey, he goes, hey, I really like you. I like your stuff. You know, I watch it, but I can tell you don't like the Jets, do you? Mind you now, there's like seven Jet guy. One guy who's built like a freaking rock staring at me now. Is this guy saying it? I said, nah, you know, have fun. I said, well, you know, but come on. We always have fun, this and that. And he's like, no, come on. We know. We're only fooling around. We know you don't like the Jets, but it is what it is. And last. So we had some fun. Had some fun with some Jet fans today. And then a couple walking by going, you know, we're going to be better than you guys.
Okay. It's a big much. Sure.
Good luck. Good luck. All that stuff. Good
luck.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it was fun. That was fun. They have a beautiful facility, the Jets. I have to admit, their facility is beautiful. Yeah.
Chris getting into a Fireman Ed, LOL.
I don't think I did not see that guy. Yeah. I did not see Fireman Ed there. So,
damn. All right. So let's talk about, if you don't mind, the last preseason game. Something I saw right away, and I saw it 2 weeks in a row. I thought the offensive line played well. So, like you just said before,
I heard they were pretty good today too, Jerry. Right, like I said, I wasn't there. I heard they gave Daniel a pretty clean pocket today too.
Again, well, what you said, like we kind of know this team. Like it's kind of rounding into form. Like the three biggest question marks, I think I'm speaking for most Giant fans, were offensive line and you know, coupled with like where's Evan Neal, that kind of thing. But again, not worried about Evan Neal right now because the offensive line seems to be holding up and Illuminor is clearly the better right tackle. Okay. To the secondary, not a good result so far. Kind of scary. And third is obviously, you know, look, the quarterback. Now the first almost interception, I don't care. The one that Stingley dropped, right? I don't care. It's preseason. It was kind of a quick route. Like, it was just very vanilla offense, like you keep saying. Like, I don't – okay. The second interception, the one to Hyatt, I think Stingley got that one.
The first one was a pick six.
No, I want to get in. I'm going to finish up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The second actual interception didn't bother me either. It had to be a very good – had to be a perfect throw. Stingley's a very good corner. People forget, like, Stingley was graded higher than Sauce Gardner coming out of college on a lot of drafts. Like, he's kind of coming into his own now, right? I think Cy had him higher than Sauce Gardner even. Now, great, good play, whatever. Throwing the ball down the field, I don't care. But that first interception, my text to you that day was just, holy shit. I mean, that's the throw where... And I am not a Daniel Jones lover. I'm not a Daniel Jones hater. I just want my quarterback to play well. I don't have an agenda. But when he makes that throw, it feeds into all the negativity on Giants X. And I get it. Like, a high school quarterback cannot make that throw, let alone a six-year veteran. And Chris, you know, it was the Houston Texans announced team that I was watching, okay?
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, because I was watching NFL Plus. The comparisons of CJ.
You really dissed Bob Papa, didn't you?
No, I was offside.
I'm texting him right now. I am texting Papa. You know, did you know Jerry watched that Texas guy's over you?
It was aggravating.
Done now, Paul. He'll never be on the show again.
Fine. Yeah. I got him to say Sunday's a Giant Days. No, but here's the thing. Listening to those guys, the comparisons that they were making from Stroud to Jones, it was eye-opening. And I know they're homers. It was ND Clue, and I don't know who the other announcer was, but they were just kind of like, how much better Stroud is than Jones. Jones can't make that throw. I mean, it was just a barrage of negativity. Nice. So when he makes that first interception, I come on, man. I mean, I know it's preseason.
No, that can't happen, Jerry. Okay. I don't give a shit what it is.
Right. Yeah. And Jerry, it just feeds into everything. Happen. Yeah. It just feeds into all of it.
That is inexcusable. You know, like you said, the first one I was almost picked. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to disagree with a little bit on that second one, Jerry.
One second. LB, thank you, buddy. Super sticker. Awesome, man. Oh, wow. You guys, I just want to point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to point all you guys out. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, please. Yeah, Jerry, point them out, bro. Thank you very much. You know?
Thank you.
Jerry, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
On that pick down the sideline with Derek Stingley.
Mm-hmm.
Bad ball placement. That ball has to be back shoulder. It's either got to be incomplete or back shoulder complete. He put it on the inside with don't get me wrong. Derek Stingley made a hell of a play. He's a hell of a corner.
Mm-hmm.
But that was an example of a dangerous. That was bad ball play. That ball has to be on that back shoulder where he comes back, you know, fired to that shoulder. What was it, Hyatt, right, Jerry? Back shoulder. So either Jalen catches it or it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Now I did chalk that up, Jerry, to okay, live game action, first time event, maybe a little rust on that ball placement. One of the reasons why I'm saying that, dude, a little rust, bad ball placement. Okay, it's live action. First time he tried to go back shoulder, it didn't work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's usually a very good back shoulder. Oh, thank you, Rich. Daniel's usually a very good back shoulder thrower. I see it a million times, you know. So I'm going to chalk that up. I'm going to give him a little bit of excuse, Jerry. I know people are going to kill me now, right? But a little bit of a rust, first live action, okay? That ball has to be on that back shoulder. You see, they got to be incomplete, not on the inside there. Can't happen. You know what I mean? I'm not that concerned about that, believe it or not. The one, obviously, Jerry, that will get you on the bench.
Mm.
And we'll get Drew Lock in the game or a start in September. And Daniel Bench is the one you just talked about where he's winging, he's throwing a ball up. And it's Jalen Petrie's like, are you kidding me? And he walks into the end zone.
Has there ever been an easier pick six? I don't know. I mean,
that will get you benched. Yeah. Okay. Dable, who very rarely admits anything, right? Even he said, no, that can't happen, right? Even he said it, right? Can't happen. It's a bad decision.
And everyone, look, Rich, we love you, but skip Lock, go right to DeVito. I mean, gosh, I just think Tommy, we love the story of Tommy DeVito, would love nothing more than him to be great, but he does hold on to the ball very long. I want Daniel Jones to work, but maybe I'm being a little easier on the second pick because of the first one, Chris. Maybe because like that first one was so egregious. I'm just like, the second one, at least it was close. I chalked the second one up to he hasn't played in live action. It was fine. But that I don't want to talk about it all night. But that first one got me. It was Daniel.
Jerry, you got everybody. You got the whole league. The whole league was talking about it. Like, look at this is the guy to get. You know, Jerry. Look, and that's all. I've never seen this before. Maybe I have, but I've never seen so many players around the league and former players.
Tom Brady.
That kind of takes shots at this kid, Daniel Jones, right? I mean, even today, they asked Sauce about him, and you could tell Sauce was like, yeah, he's a good quarterback. I should have had this pick. And he kind of had like this half smirk, and you could tell what he's thinking, like, yeah, no, this guy ain't a good quarterback at all. You know what I mean? You could just see it, Sauce. Well, Jerry, all I could say, dude, is you want to change that narrative, you got to go out and play good football. That's the only thing that's going to change that narrative, to go out and play solid football, you know?
If not,
you're going to be a backup the rest of your career.
And it's because of those shots that I'm like even rooting harder for Jones. Like when you see Sauce did that, he's clearly, clearly laughing at Daniel Jones. He doesn't know what to say. He's like, he's a good quarterback. And then he starts laughing. And then he tweeted after, oh, guys, I got distracted in the press conference because he doesn't want to be that disrespectful. But yeah, okay, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Sure. Right, sure. And then Brady.
Imagine he did a disrespectful thing during a practice. I mean.
Oh, get off the field!
He's waving the Giants off the field.
And Brady, I had a much bigger problem with Brady taking the shot because, like, dude, you're not even playing anymore. And those two losses still sting. That 18-0 really must sting. You got six championships, but that one that got away is, you know, and look, all the Giselle jokes, forget it. But I'm not getting into that. But I'm just saying, like, dude.
Giselle jokes.
Whatever. I was so mad when I heard that, Chris. I was just as mad at that. And then I see the Jones pick on Saturday. I'm like, oh, come on, Daniel. Stop, like, feeding into it. So I'm just saying, it makes me root harder for Jones. And yeah. when all these guys completely diss him constantly, like you said, man, I don't know if I saw it. I saw it a little bit towards the end of like Eli Manning's career with some players and some guys in the media. You know, Bart Scott took a few unnecessary shots when he was trying to be something on the Fan. Yeah. I'll call him out. I don't care. He was very disrespectful.
He's a buffoon. Yeah.
He was very disrespectful. He made fun of like Eli getting emotional when Eli was pulled for Geno Smith. I'll never forget that promo. Like there were guys who have took shots at Eli. So I don't know if it's just a Giants thing, but it's just with Daniel Jones, man. Like you said, it is an epidemic around the league to take shots at this kid. I hope he does well, but. Oh, and another donation. According to Acho, we're forfeiting the Emmanuel Acho. Yeah. Pretty Kurt. Thanks, Kurt. Thank you.
They're not forfeiting the season.
Yeah.
But Jerry, like, you could just see, right, the disrespect the whole league and players have towards Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah.
Not his own teammates. Not his own teammates.
Right.
Just guys around the league, like you said, like Brady coming out there today with that little, talking about Jones, the interception, whatever it was. And even Sauce today, and you hear it around social media, other people laughing, and, you know, they're laughing at Shane about giving him the contract. Oh, is John losing his mind?
John, come on, man. I mean, my God, thank you. You guys made me think of all those years I used to sit and talk about the Giants with my father the way you do for us every week. I really hope you guys realize how great it is for us Giant fans out there. You guys are awesome. I mean, John.
Thank you, John.
Come on.
Really appreciate it, man. I'd like to meet that guy. I'd like to meet him one day. We might have to have him on. It's
yeah, absolutely.
Tough time of year with the football going on, but you know what? Yeah, we got to. Does he go to the games, John?
Yeah, John.
Does he go to the games, John? Let us know if you go to the games, you know?
Unbelievable, dude.
But like I was saying, I'm sorry, Jerry. He's got to go out and play good football, man, to shut up these people because, man, you could just sense it, right? Dude, like everybody just has no respect for Daniel at all, man.
Yeah.
Around the league, man. It's unbelievable.
Real quick, John, I just want to point out, you do that for us too, okay? So it's two-way here. You know, you guys chiming in, giving your thoughts, thank you. But yeah, Chris, like, why do you think it is? Is he just an easy target because he's not going to fight back?
I guess so. I think that contract, everybody thought it was a freaking joke that he got that much money for a guy that's mediocre. So they're taking shots at him because he's making that money, even though it's like a middle of the pack now type contract.
And Dak Prescott, one sooner or later, is going to get $60 million. So anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I just think people just look at him and say, what are the Giants doing? This guy's not a good quarterback. Here you are giving him $40 million, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, but look, the only way you could end that, the only way you could stop that is going out and playing solid football. And then, you know, like you said, Jerry, he just feeds the narrative, right? His first series or second series, whatever it was, a pick six, almost gets picked off the first one. I know it's preseason, but come out against Minnesota, have a good season, man. That's the way it stops. You know, that's the way you stop.
And you made a comment earlier, and I didn't want to start talking about Jones yet, but you said, you know, Giant fans looking at Sam Darnold. Guys, the Viking fans are looking at Daniel Jones the same way. Like, I'm looking at Sam Darnold as this is a totally winnable game, and the Vikings are saying this is a totally winnable game. So, forget secondary. That is a whole nother reason why that game's winnable for them. But they're looking at this the same way.
Tom Sotis. Sounds like a Greek fella there. slow down with that. He is not Eli Manning without the championships. Well, Eli Manning is much better than DJ. You know, so we're not going to go there yet.
No, Josh says hell no.
Hell no is right. Yeah.
All right. You know what? Let's take another break. We're almost at 40 minutes already. Guys, listen to the Giant Insider podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris Bisignano. Hang on one second. And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz, Bisignano. All right. So little prediction. When the season starts, do you expect Jones to clean that up?
I hope so, bro.
I know. I'm such a loaded question. I'm sorry.
That's a loaded question you hit me with, bro.
Someone's going to clip your response and be like, you said he'd be better.
At the same time, maybe not. You know, well, I don't know. We'll find out soon, man. You know? Hey, Jerry, I just want to touch on the injuries first.
Go ahead.
If anybody's wondering about, hey, who's in danger? You know, so Runyon will be back real soon. He's in no danger missing game one. I'm talking about the Viking games. Not forget about the Saturday's Jets game. I'm talking about the Minnesota game, you know, which we're 2.5 weeks away. McFadden's going to be a little week to week.
He might be a close call, but I kind of expect him for the Viking game too. Okay. Flott is going to be back soon. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of any of the big names, Jerry, that
Well, John Michael Schmitz played Saturday and looked actually pretty good in a little
Schmitz
bit of action.
Is back.
Yeah, he looked good. I thought he looked good.
Good special teams player, Carter Coughlin, and now a linebacker depth guy because there's so many guys injured. Yeah. Deontay Johnson, I don't know. You know, his foot is pretty banged up. Not sure about him. He was having a nice camp.
He really was.
Let's see. Flott, like I mentioned. Anybody else? Drew's back, Phillips. The safeties, they're back, right?
Offensive line.
Oh, Javarius Owens, one of the safeties. He should be back pretty soon. Offensive line.
It's a shame I look at him as an afterthought, but yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he was competing. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't. That's what I'm saying.
Offensive line, like I said, Runyon will be back. It looks like they'll have that first unit, team unit, for against the Vikings. And then you're going to see who they keep. What do you usually keep? 9 offensive linemen. You know, look, as you're looking at, obviously, Evan Neal, Stinney, Azudu, you know. And we'll see who the other guy is, either Schottman or Kubis. I'm not quite sure. Because Schottman hasn't looked really good either as a backup. So I can see if something happens to Schmitz, Van Roten sliding over there in the regular season, Stinney goes in the guard. You know, so we'll see how they play that out.
I got to be honest with you, and it's only been 2 games. But
be honest, bro. Don't lie. Just be honest.
I'm kind of excited about our offensive line a little.
Should be. Should be.
I mean, even the thrower Daniel threw that horrible pick. Now, you can freeze frame anything, and it looks like, wow, he's got a clean pocket. But I went very slow, and I'm like, huh, he went through some progressions. And you tweeted that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you X-posted it on X and said, when was the last time you saw Jones go through his progressions? 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that one play. I was like, wow, we actually went through 3 reads.
So I'm excited about not just the passing game, but the run game. And did you mention Tyrone Tracy?
No, his miraculous comeback. Yeah. No, I didn't see their offense today, what he did. But,
no, but you were talking about injuries, that's all.
No, he's off the list. He's off the list. He's back in team drills. He's fine. A great comeback. He made a joke about it yesterday. Yeah. He was the Paul Pierce. They were calling him Paul Pierce.
Yeah, right.
Of the comebacks, you know, like we all said, Jerry, we thought he was done for the season. He went from that to going to meetings 2 hours later.
Yeah.
To, he's back. So, obviously, that's a positive.
But I'm psyched about – I'm really psyched about the offensive line, Chris. Like, I – I don't want to say it yet. It's turning into a strength of the offense. Like it looks good right now, and you have to give credit to the free agents. But I mean, Chris, Carmen Brasillo has to be. We said it. Maybe could be the most important acquisition this team made in the offseason. And maybe we're just seeing his work so far. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, one positive I saw in that Houston game, Jerry, and this guy, Tom Soltas, I guess that's how you pronounce it. He's probably Greek. My wife's Greek. So, Tom, I'm sure you're a very good dude. Your second post here where you're saying Illuminor equals McKenzie again.
Did he post it on X?
I don't know.
I think he posted it on X to you as well.
Did he? Well, let's
somebody slow. Did, and I was like, ooh.
Somebody did. I was like, ooh, let's slow that down, right?
Yeah.
Big time. Let him have a year under his belt before we talk about Kareem McKenzie, who was one of the best free agent signings in the history of the New York Football Giants. So there you go. Oh, I said it right, Tom. Well, my wife's Greek, Tom, so I kind of got a...
Nice. Look at you, Chris.
I kind of got a little bit of a cheating advantage there, all right?
Nice.
Tom, slow down with some of your takes, though.
He did post it on X. That was him.
Okay, Tom, I like you. You're probably a very good dude, but slow down with some of these takes, okay?
Nice. That's funny.
Jerry, I'm sorry. I lost it. What the hell was I talking about?
I did, too. We were talking about the offensive line, Brasillo technique.
Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry. Yeah. So what I did see against Houston the other day, and I put it on X, look, there's no game planning in these games, but I did see D'Amico Ryan. He ran a few twists up front.
Yeah.
With the Texans, you know, and I saw a nice handoff, you know, Van Roten and Illuminor, nice communication going on. Ball picked up the twist. I was like, oh my God. I went outside, Jerry. I drank a bottle of champagne. I went out to dinner. I was celebrating for 2. I had my I had my cigars. Right, Jerry? I mean, I'm celebrating all night. You know, I went out to dinner with the wife. Oh, my God. I'm so, what's going on,
Chris? Buying shots for the bar.
Buying shots for people in the restaurant I was in over here where I live. And people are like, Chris, you know, what's going on? Your birthday? You celebrate? No, we picked up a twist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. People, nice. You know, so, I mean, dude, we haven't seen that in years. I mean, an actual communication pickup of a twist. So that's, well, no, all tongue in cheek. But Jerry, like you said, you look at this offensive line, the pocket they've given Daniel a lot, practice, line scrimmage, Jets today, from what I heard. Okay. And all that, preseason a little bit, Houston, right?
Yeah.
You kind of see that pocket. Daniel stepping back, looking a little bit, right? Not on the siege, not forcing, get rid of all that stuff. So that's a really,
and I'm not here to make excuses for Jones, but that has to be new to him. He must be used to counting 1, 2, 3, get rid of it, get rid of it. Yeah. And now it's, wait a minute, do I have time here? So that's gotta be an adjustment for him as well. Again, guys, I'm not making excuses. No one was as angry as I was at that interception on Saturday, but it has to be something different for him to see a pocket like that and go through his progressions. So,
yeah, that's a positive, man. You know, the guy actually has some time. that would be nice for once. I don't think we've said that in a while, you know, so that would be nice.
Robert Evans, trade. I think he means Neil, not Beal. And a third.
I was going to say, Sam Beal back? What the hell?
You can't
and a third for J.C. Why is J.C. Horn on the?
Someone posted something and everybody ran with it. It's not real.
Do that in social media. I didn't think that.
Believe it or not. Believe it or not.
I did not hear J.C. Horn was,
I think the whole, Dan Morgan traded Burns, so he'll just give up J.C. Horn.
Yeah, well, you know, look, Joe's going to do something here, either wave a wire or last minute, like I don't know about the Horn, but a trade. I could see them because they're, you know, it's going to be alarming, you know. So, I mean, the secondary could possibly be very alarming. And we've seen it all summer. It's not very encouraging. And let's not forget how much, you know, Neighbors has lit up the secondary all summer, right?
Neighbors must go against the Jets and be like, oh man, this is way harder.
Neighbors went the other day against Houston and he ran him on a jam. He tried to do it over. And a guy came up and it should have been a flag, but still, I think it was Stingley. Came up and jammed it like 7 yards down the field. stuff like that. He's not going to start getting used to, you know.
John, coming up week one. I'll probably be there, John. I'll let you know. And then we can get in touch with you. Come up with his buddy, Mike Robustelli, who's related to Andy Robustelli.
Related to Andy Robustelli? Oh, yes, okay, he is. Cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, his family's going to be on a dad for Andy. Oh, I just saw that. What did he say? Because his family's going to... Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right, cool, John. Let us know when you come up, dude. All right?
Oh, it's his dad, Andy. Oh, I said related. My bad. Ooh, I thought it was like a cousin. That's awesome.
Jeez. Wow. Nice. Okay, cool.
It really is.
Reddit is a hive of scum and villain? What the hell is this guy talking about? Reddit.
So he's talking. That's a Star Wars reference. A hive of scum and villainy is Mos Eisley, I think.
I'm not a Star Wars guy. Jerry is. I don't even know what the hell. I just realized what those idiot Yankees do in a 2-out. I don't even know what the hell that was.
That's Star.
Yeah. He does a lot for them. So I was like, why do you do this stupid sound that people are coming at me? It's a Star Wars thing, idiot. Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's the Death Star about to launch. So, hey, Rich Sabner knows it's a Star Wars quote. Correct, Jerry. Yeah, because I'm a nerd. Mos Eisley. Yeah, I'm a Star Wars geek. Although, guys, let me just say this. Disney has done everything they can to just absolutely just run a bus over anything resembling Star Wars. Anyway, got to get that off my chest.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Anything else from the joint practices? Or, by the way, dude, I still love preseason. I can watch third string Giants, I think, play chess or checkers, let alone be on the field. Like, I'm enthralled, and I'm, like, pissed off that they're down 28-10.
Anybody impressed you the other day at that Houston Texan game?
I mean,
Chapman with that play was incredible, right? I mean, yeah.
I don't laugh. It was the receiver who caught and then fumbled, but I was like, oh, it was a good catch. I can't remember his name. He caught the ball and then fumbled it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe he can make a play.
Okay.
Yeah, he caught a ball, then fumbled it. Guys, chime in.
Was that Asante? Oh, Giles?
Giles. Right? Giles.
Yeah,
Giles.
Yeah, okay. Giles. Yeah, well, he will not be on a 53.
So. I know, but I was
to
play.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Asante actually made a pretty good play at a kickoff today. It looked like it was a pretty good play.
But, no one really stood out. Hang on one second. Giles, thank you. Yes. No one jumped out, dude, but I still root like it's week 17. Like, I'm just not going crazy, but, this is how the back end of the roster is built, right? Mm. So, I love watching preseason football, dude. I can't watch any team, but I can absolutely watch, the G-men. So,
yeah. And look, we're going to see how this Isaiah Simmons, what they plan on doing with him when the season starts. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with him, you know, with this nickel stuff and all that. So, they're going to mix and match with him, I guess, whatever. But, we'll see. You know, I don't know how Eric Gray, I don't know how Tracy and Singletary, I don't know how they look today. I wasn't over there.
Yeah.
I'm sure Devin's not going to play Saturday. I'm sure you're going to see a lot of Tracy and Eric Gray again. A little turbo, if he comes
back. This is a good question. I'll give you an answer right now. You think anyone hurt their chances? Darian Beavers.
Daniel Jones. I'm kidding. Darian Beavers ain't making his team. If he does,
it's a shame. I thought he looked decent week the first game, and then this one, Darian.
Too many tackles, bro.
It's a shame because Martindale loved him his rookie year, and then he tore his ACL, and that was that.
Yeah, he had a good camp then until he tore his ACL. Yep.
All right, we are 50 minutes in. Do you want to
Jake, one quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The sixth round pick. I kind of like what he's been showing, Darius Musau.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Musau, I think. And putting him in, he got a decent amount of playing time with McFadden out. Yeah.
Nice collision today. Came up in a gap and boom, nice collision with the Jet.
Yeah.
He plays fast. I like the way he plays. Seems to really hit those gaps. That's what he did in college, UCLA. I remember after the Giants drafted him, watching him a little bit. Pretty fast. Not the biggest kid, but he seems to play as far as recognition, which is big with these kids coming up, and he seems to hit that gap. I like the way he seems to be very fast, interesting. I think he's played some pretty good ball. But I think he's put some pretty good stuff on tape for the Giants.
Another guy, it's funny. You asked me before who impressed you. I can name, it's funny, just so negative. Another guy who I think may have hurt himself, I don't know if it's just because of that game, but he had two bad penalties, was DJ Davidson. You don't think he's in any danger of not making the team, do you?
It was funny you say that. He actually started off with the ones today.
So, okay.
I'm not saying he's not in danger, but they right. kind of wanted to give him a look with the ones a little bit today.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really... Look, nobody has established himself. It's going to be Nacho, right? He's the veteran and all that. It looks like it's going to be Nacho. Then you're going to have Chapman, Riley, Davidson mixing in.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. You know what I mean? You keep, five defensive linemen? Yeah. So you got Chapman's making it. Obviously, I think Dexter Lawrence is making it. A Nacho. And then looks like you're going to have Riley and Davidson. Like the free agent, Casey Rogers hasn't established himself. Timmy Horn. Ryder Anderson's gone. So that's what you're looking at. Now, as far as snaps during a game, you're going to see, Nacho probably getting some, but then you're going to see this kid Chapman in there, and whacking up the snaps during the game. Obviously, Dex is going to get his 50-plus snaps, so.
Crunch Bunch asks, Hyatt on second and third team today.
He's
watching defense. You're on defense.
Sorry,
Chris. That's right.
It's all right. No, I wasn't on the offense. I couldn't tell you really much what they did. I was with a Jets guy today.
Mm-hmm.
Jets guy, he's on SiriusXM, colleague over there from Jets Whispers, Dan Lieberfeld. I was watching the practice with him. And he told me that when the Giants played the Jets last year, he was either the center or one of the interior guards said that without question, Dexter Lawrence is the best defensive tackle in football.
Yeah.
And it's now look, there's some really good ones in the league, right?
Yeah.
Guy in Tennessee, we all know him, Jeffrey. Mm. We all know, the guys up in Washington we see twice a year and all that. This guy told Dan on the side that after the Jets game last year, he said that dude Lawrence is the best defensive tackle in the game, bar none.
So, it's ironic that was the one pick in the first round that Dave Gutterman made not one. I didn't like Jones, obviously, but I thought I liked DeAndre Baker so much more than I liked Dexter Lawrence in that draft.
Look, the first few years, we were like, okay, so why did Dave take this guy 19th overall? Remember? He's pretty good, but he's not a 19th overall pick. Well, the last 2 years, thanks to the help of Andre, and you had to see me on the sideline today, Jay, you would have been laughing. So Dan's asking me, Chris, what's been the difference with Dex the last few, you know, he's, I said, Andre Patterson.
Yeah.
I said, Andre Patterson. What do you mean? Andre came here. He says, okay, big boy, guess what? You're on a zero now.
Yeah.
No more this three tech crap. Yeah. You're on a zero. And look at the way you rush the passer. And look, I noticed for a fact, because I talked to Andre Patterson about this. And he says, Dex, how you know, look at the way you're rushing the passer. And he's rushing with the bent elbow. And Dre worked with that. And I'm hitting Dan on the sideline. Like, boom! He's hitting him with that stiff. Dan's like, okay, I get it. I think I was fucking hurt. I was like, boom! And then he's on a zero. You're the center, Dan. Now he's on a zero. Look, straighten your arm out. Get that power out.
Yeah.
Get that leverage. Boom, 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 boom. And he was like, well, whatever the hell that Coach Patterson did, that dude has been a phenomenal. I said, absolutely. You know, he's been one of the best top three defensive tackles linemen in the game. And
I like that in certain circles, they're calling him Dr. Dre, Andre Patterson. I've heard that.
Dr. Dre. Yes. Nice. He's one of the best in the game. And I've had players tell me that.
Yeah.
And obviously Dex, who credited him. I talked to Dex about him a few times, and Dex credits all his success. Obviously hard work and all that, but to Coach Andre, Dr. Dre, Patterson.
So you like him and you like Jerome Henderson and him, but Jerome Henderson has his work cut out for him.
Jerome Henderson has his work cut out for him. Okay. He's coaching him hard, but you know.
And guys, I don't know if this
a lot of cover two, Jerry. A lot of cover two. A lot of zone, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of zone.
I think Tuto again, Jerry, all of us will go to links to for Giants match on 1/5, not to watch match, but link to Humble Eagles fans, Lincoln Financial Field. We're all banned from links. I need my Illinois orphan Andy Dakota ring for this. But we'll meet everyone in the sports pubs if Giants fans show it. Okay, thanks, man. Awesome, Tuto. I appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Any other? No, Rich, we get it. While you're negative, don't worry about it. But stop. Don't say you're Joe Beningo, Rich. Come on. I mean, Rich Sadner saying, you know, I'm sorry for being negative. 14 years of embarrassing football has me feeling like Joe Beningo. Yeah, come on. We're better than that.
That's, you know what? Look, I'm just reporting what's going on. And everybody follows all the beat writers. And, you know, nobody's out there reporting that the Giants look like they're a playoff team. And we're all basically reporting the same thing, right? We're all seeing the same thing. Might be some different takes, you know. And all that stuff, but we all kind of get the feeling. But look, let's let the season start. You know, like I was with a guy today who works for the Giants, and I'm not going to mention his name. He's like, well, the offense, you know, there was nobody there. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I didn't like the way they would get, you know, the offense against their D. They won. I said, well, I said, whoa. I said, okay, I get it. I said, dude, slow down.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean, Biz? I'm like, guys, we're not even game planning. We're not even route running. We're not scissor routes. We're not guys in motion. Dable hasn't even got. I understand. I get it.
Yeah.
But slow the F down.
Yeah.
Could we come up with a game plan? Could we come up with motion? Could we come up with wrinkles? Could we come up with different routes, concepts and all that from Dable before we start saying everything's a total complete failure? And, oh, my God, we couldn't get open against this. Okay. Look, Jerry. We're at the point now. Forget about what you're hearing in practices. Oh, yeah, this guy got beat. Forget about all that crap now.
Yeah.
Okay? We know where we're at now. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's wait the 2.5 weeks, and let's see what how we started off against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and we'll take it from there. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's the thing.
I get it, but let them game plan and all that stuff, and then we'll see where we're at. That's it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, we keep talking about this, and there's this and that, and there's this weakness and that weakness. But look, the reality is the first two games were winnable. I don't jump ahead to two games. I'm just saying that you look at the schedule now, and you can talk about the first game, but it's almost here. It's a winnable game for the Giants. It is. And then they play the Commanders. And look, the Commanders are in a better spot than they were because they got rid of their stupid owner, unfortunately. But, you know, winning breeds confidence. So win the first game for the first time in what seems like a while. That's all. You know,
it's
only been 2 years, but, you know.
It's going to be an electric atmosphere, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
I mean, the 100-year anniversary, all the legends on the field, everybody's going to be pumped up. So let's just, you know, let's get it going. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Forget about Saturday night's game. That's guys, you know, trying to make roster spots. Forget about all that. Forget about the practices now, what you see on Twitter. On X. He ran a seam route. We all know where we're at now. Some guys are still battling. That positions. Yeah. I get it. But now we're focusing. I'm focusing now on the Vikes. Then the final 53 Tuesday, who do you pick up? All that stuff. And then we go from there.
So true, Mike Veneziano. So true.
Yeah, Italian guy. Of course, he knows what's up.
Great comments. Great comment. One more question. Jones,
I don't think he will, Chuck. I'll be surprised if Daniel plays Saturday.
All right, real quick. Before I get to the, I just want to name the net. We didn't do the last 10. I just want to run through them real quick.
Yeah.
But before I do, is there a corner on the roster right now that you say, man, I just wish they gave that guy more time? I'm asking for an entire fan base. Aside from Flott and McLeod, is there a corner that's buried on this roster where you say, eh, give him a shot. Let's see what he can do. Or no.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the top. Let's go to the next 20. All right. I was just hoping. All right. So I think we're at 39. Dick Lynch was the last one. So real quick, I'm just going to run through them and then we'll talk about some names, right? Because I don't want
to. We are, Jerry. We are. 30 to 21. Well,
39 down to 21.
Oh, because it 18?
We didn't talk about it last week.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to run through them real quick.
Yeah.
Give you the names. Alex Webster, Joe Morris, Odell Beckham, Benny Friedman, Rosie Grier, Jesse Armstead at 34. Moment of silence, guys.
Jesse was 34, huh?
Yeah. Fran Tarkenton, OC at 32, Chris Snee at 31, Tuck at 30.
There you go.
Joe Morrison at 29. Your boy, one of your boys probably, Brad Van Pelt at 28.
He was a good player, Jerry. Good player, brother. Good
linebacker. Homer Jones at 27. Leonard Marshall, 26.
Woo!
George Martin, 25.
George Martin, 25. Okay.
Higher than Leonard Marshall.
Huh. Wow.
That's a bold statement.
Lenny was a better player than George Martin, but I get it. I get it.
Kyle Rote at 24. Now you're getting into my dad's heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Del Schaffner at 23.
Woo!
I think, you know, my name's Jerome. I think Dell might have been the other option. My dad worshipped Dell Schaffner.
Really?
Okay. I wish you went with Dell, Chris. Jim Cat Cavage at 22. And someone that's forgotten, a 92-year-old Giants fan wrote in about this guy in the Giant Insider this week in mail call. Arnie Weinmeister. He was like Dexter Lawrence in the early 50s. So a lot of names, dude. I mean, and they didn't even get to like, you know, Robustelli, I think it's going to be interesting to see who the top 10 are. Cause I guessed the top 10 in an article a couple weeks ago. I want to see how close I got, but like there's so many Giants in history that they haven't named yet. And it just goes to show all the great names they have named. Like this is a, you know, last 10 years aside, this is a rich franchise, man, with a ton of talent, dude. Ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're down to 21 now, Jared, number 21.
Yeah. 21 was, Arnie Weinmeister, now the top 20.
Wow.
Continue. So.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, there you go. So next Tuesday will be 20 to 10. And then the last Tuesday before the season starts, there you go. Final 10. Yeah. Cool. So,
and again, the Giants doing the right thing, naming Benny Friedman at 36. Not going to bore you guys with details, but he was like Aaron Rodgers early on. I mean, whoever voted for these, I give him credit. I know Papa kind of oversaw some of it and Sperling and, but these guys, they did a hell of a job.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Papa. He didn't vote on it. Yeah.
Paying homage to these old players, man. They did a hell of a job.
Did a hell of a job, didn't they? Right? Tough.
Yeah. Cool. Deb with a good point about the Commanders. O-line will go down. They have Bobby Johnson as a coach. Nice, Deb. Not a way. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, Deb.
Yeah. All right, dude. Anything else?
No, that's it. We'll come back next week. Might have a guest.
Yeah.
Waiting to hear. Very good friend. So, very good friend of the show. So hopefully he'll come. Oh, I saw Rick Citarella today, dude. Rick.
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
Our friend, X. Rick.
Yes.
Yeah. How's he doing? Saw him today. Said hello to him.
Yeah.
He's everywhere, as we all know.
Yeah.
And we'll try to line up this guest. Try to line up a few guests, as a matter of fact, coming up before the season starts. And
by the way, the Papa cast. My God, the Bob Papa cast was ridiculous. I never got so many text messages from friends, let alone followers, saying how much they enjoyed that. It was, you know, has the 2 hours ever gone by faster? And dude, again, I'm like conscious of their time, and I think he could have talked till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he had a very good time. he loves talking football. You know, Papa.
Yeah.
Look, you know, Papa's, how can I say this without sounding like an asshole? You know, Papa's not going to be on talking with people. You know where I'm going with this? I don't want to sound like a freaking asshole, but
no, I know he's going to talk about
talk football with people he feels he shouldn't be talking football with.
Fair enough.
Can I say that?
Yeah, it's
is that like a humble way of saying that?
He's selective with who who shows he goes.
We had a great time. He likes talk. But let me tell you, I've been out with Papa. He'll sit there talking football with people.
Yeah,
as long as the guy doesn't sound like an absolute complete blowhole.
Yeah.
If he knows what he's talking, he'll sit there. He loves it, Pop. He'll talk football with you all friggin' night.
Right.
Every division, every team, every play. Who looks good? Who doesn't look good? And, of course, the Giants is his favorite, right? Of course.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah. No, it was a great time. We're going to have him again on soon. And, you know, obviously.
Look, I know you have a cool relationship with Papa, but he's not going to go on a show that is destroying Jones on every play. He's not going to go on a show that's praising Jones. No. I think part of the credibility, if I may say, is that we try to be fair. We try to be pretty fair with the Giants. We admittedly root for them, but we're fair with the assessment of how things are going. I think that's...
Yeah, we try to be, buddy.
Right.
We try to be.
There you go.
You know? If I came on today and I said the Giants outplayed the Jets, the whole joint scrimmage, and, made them look bad, people would think I was an absolute and complete asshole. So, people would be like, all right, tune this guy. Get this guy out of here. You know what I mean? This is stupid now. You know what I mean? So, you know... it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. You know?
Rich Savner says the top three podcasts all time with Papa, the older, better looking Rich Savner. So his father, there's two Rich Savners, father and son. So,
I didn't know that. Did you know Rich, that?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know that.
I just remembered it from Twitter or from X.
Oh, okay.
I keep saying Twitter X. These guys tweet and these guys post at us and I just kind of remember that. But again, short-term memory shot, long-term phenomenal, baby. So he probably told me that 3 years ago, and all of a sudden, I remembered it.
And so. look what Dan Mann just put out there. Yes, Chris, special moment. I have had to be humble at people that marveled at me being on here.
There you go. Nice,
great.
Dan.
That's great, Dan. I like that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I like that. So, it was a great time. Yeah,
it's a good question. Will you guys do live streams? We did last year. The only one we record is the post game, usually. We don't do a live stream on the post.
Yeah, but not going to live stream the Monday wrap-up.
Right.
Wednesday nights is our night, folks. Yeah. Live stream, you know, unless something happens with me and Jerry, we'll be on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, live streaming with guests, how they're feeling, you know, might have a guy from WFAN, a radio station, but he wants to come on, right? Him get his perspective of the Giants and all that stuff. Very good guy, very knowledgeable sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's in case it doesn't work out, but we're trying to get him on and some other people before the season starts to talk Giants, you know, how do you think the season's going to be, the roster and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so it should be good, man. It should be good. And
getting some getting big names on this podcast, Chris. Nice job. This is good.
Oh, well, I don't think. Whatever. You know, just be real with people. You know, look, Jerry, look, dude, when you gave me this credential 8 years ago, you know, you say, hey, Chris, go do your effing thing. And that's the way Jerry is. Go, Chris, go do your thing. You know, and that's one of the perks, bro. Right? I mean, you start to meet people. Yeah. You know, and all that stuff after all these years, and you know, next you know, you're having them on the podcast, and you know, and it's a good time. You know, you talk football. You don't want it to sound like a blowhole. You talk football, you know, and you try to keep it real, right?
So. Admittedly, it is still a thrill for me. I will admit that. Like you know what I mean? It's just, it's so cool. It's awesome. Papa being on was ridiculous. His story about the Marty Glickman story, dude.
Yeah,
I think I listened to it 30 times. I got chills. That just shows you the man that Wellington Mara was, too. What a man.
Yeah.
My God.
So, yeah.
So, anyway,
good stuff. So we'll be on next week. We'll talk, I guess, next week. Oh, big show next week, folks. It's going to be the final cutdown.
Yes.
Tuesday, 4 p.m., the final 53 has to be in.
Yeah.
Now, for the guys, the last three or four guys that make that roster, don't be buying houses in New Jersey yet because there's going to be some movement.
Right.
You know, obviously, when you sign a guy off the waiver wire, somebody has to be, unfortunately, sent home. So,
yep.
But at Wednesday night, we'll talk about the moves that are made, who gets signed, who gets cut, any surprises and all that stuff. Jerry, if you want to put it out, whatever the hell you want to do, I'm not really big on the final 53 projections, all that stuff. I might do it, you know.
Because it's so fluid. Like they choose 53 and then it's that guy's cut, this guy's picked up, that guy's cut.
Yeah.
It used to be way, way more I don't want to say solid, but set a little more set in stone than it is now.
So, Jerry, the wide receiver position, that'll be interesting. Finally, see what they do there.
Yeah, how many do they keep, and what do they do with Gunner? Right. Does he go on some kind of list to start the season?
Yeah, Gunner's hurt. We'll see what happens with him. Yeah,
McKenzie stays, that kind of thing.
He was listed as the week-to-week guy by Dave's today, Gunner. So
maybe Giles makes the team.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Richard Savage just put out there. Chris, Jerry, highlight that, buddy. You sure to practice tomorrow on the same on the street? We'll that video. You know what's funny, Rich?
Oh, that's
I got to be honest with you. What?
Forgot about that.
I thought, Rich, when I was walking around there today, we were situated right in front of the Jets bleachers, the fans, the bleachers, you know, in front of the bleachers. And obviously, there's a ton of Jets fans. I thought for sure somebody was going to be like, hey, that's the asshole in a t-shirt. It was making fun of Rodgers. You know, I thought it was coming for sure from somebody, man. I really did.
I was a little disappointed that didn't become a thing on like Thursday Night Thoughts from the Kitchen or something from Chris Pisigliano.
I was waiting.
It got so many views.
I know. It got a million
views. Like, you should just be like, the reason why you like this pasta better than that one, or this cornerback, it could be anything. You should have random thoughts from the kitchen or something every week.
You know, that was a year ago, right? That was with Jahad Ward. And obviously, but I thought, even when I was in the Jets building today, in the media room inside their facility, I thought maybe somebody that even works for the Jets was going to be like, oh, I think that's that guy. Because from what I understand, and I told you this last year, they did it. From what I understand, the Jets building saw that too, and they thought it was a total complete, you know what?
But the Giants, saw it and they liked it.
The Giants loved it. The Giants building. Oh, I had people in the Giants building tell me that was the greatest thing ever. They loved it. Obviously, Jets building was not going to like that, and they thought I was the biggest a-hole going. So I understand that, you know. So,
so Rich says, please let that be a thing every Thursday night before the Thursday night game. A 1-minute video.
I can't. You know what? I might have some.
You should, dude.
I'm not going to have the t-shirt. I might have a couple special things. I might throw some things out there this year. I'll see.
Good stuff.
Probably not the t-shirt one, but I might do some.
The t-shirt added to it, depending
on my mood. You know, all of a sudden I just lose it and I go, you know what? I had enough of this crap of this guy. Something like that. Usually
it's,
when I'm watching,
it's funny.
Usually when I'm watching Alex Cora manage a game, I start getting into that rage, you know, and then, but I can't do that since a Giant, not a freaking baseball thing. But,
you could talk. You could talk about that. You could talk about
You know, but I might have some things videos. We'll see how it goes this season. So we'll see what happens.
I like your baseball rants. I don't like your hot. If you have hockey rants, I don't mind your baseball rants.
Yeah, I have some pretty funny baseball. I get really freaking annoyed at times, and I get annoyed, and I stick up for the Yankees too. When people take super cheap shots at the Yankees, and you know, like that, that's happened with Aaron Judge the last few days. Some people I actually know, dude. So I mean, shut the f up. You don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, yes, your ballhole. Yeah. So shut up.
And taking a shot at Judge too.
You don't take shots at Aaron Judge, dude. I am a biggest freaking Red Sox fan, Jerry. You know that. Yeah. I go at it with Red Sox beat reporters, right? Mm-hmm. I could give a shit less because I know. Look, you know. But I say it like it is, dude. You don't go after a guy like Aaron Judge. Yes. He is the face of the game. He's the greatest freaking guy going.
You think he's the best player in baseball? Is he the best player in baseball?
He does. I think he's the best player in baseball, right next to Alex Verdugo. Okay. Yankee fans are now, by the way, Jordan Raynon's of the world. Now Art Stapleton's of the world. Now they're all saying, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about when you tell me about him in April. I said, guys, remember how excited you were in April, but Verdugo, oh, what are you going to steal? Yeah, okay. Okay,
I remember you said wait until he quits or something, or wait till
he'll be doing that next because he can't hit for shit anymore. He'll be dogging it any day now, believe it. Anyway, you don't go after Aaron Judge, bro. I'm not having that. And I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm not going after guys even like Juan Soto's. Love him. Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. He's the face of the sport. He's great with kids. And you got some dope that I know from Staten Island going, oh, we pay you salary. First of all, you don't pay Aaron Judge's salary. He's not a taxpayer. It's Hal Steinbrenner's money. You moron. Know what the F you even talking about. Okay? This isn't you know when people say that to cops, oh, we pay his salary. Okay, yeah, you're right. Taxpayer, they get paid. Not Aaron Judge. Okay? You ass wipe. Okay? And then, you know, and then you're out there, you know, oh, you can't say hello to the kids. Oh, you know, we pay his salary. Aaron Judge, dude? Are you effing kidding me? Shut up, please. And I know it annoys you because it's coming from somebody that I know.
Yeah.
And it's a total blowhole. You know what I mean? I'm like, shut up, dude. You got to the Little League World Series because your team was stacked and the competition is not as good as it was when I managed in a Little League. All right, you're not a good manager. Stop thinking you are. You're not. And on top of that, you were warned numerous times over the years, stop embarrassing South Shore Little League with your stupid mouth. And he goes to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, and the Yankee organization is attacking South Shore Little League because of this buffoon. The Yankees, one of the most prestigious organizations in the history of sports, is attacking South Shore Little League in Staten Island, folks. If you don't know, I managed there for years. I actually took an all-star team to the States about 7 years ago there. I managed there for a long time. I know everybody there. I know the whole act of the bullshit. Okay? The Yankees are attacking a Little League team because of this buffoon. Okay?
So a couple comments. Biz on fire.
Well, you know,
Man likes the choice of words. Savner, this is the kind of stuff we need. 60 seconds right before Thursday Night Football.
I tell you, Rich, you know what? I tell you, some things just set me off. As you know, you guys have been listening for a while. You know, some things just set me off. And if I see football, baseball, whatever it might be, but the videos, you know, I'll try to throw some things out. But it's usually something that pisses me, like last year with the WAD. When Rodgers hit him with that, you know, who the hell are you, like that stupid. Anything arrogance related usually sets me off, folks, you know?
Yes.
Where you think you're better than somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I see that bullshit, you know, a lot when you're not. Mm-hmm. People think they're street guys and never been on the street in their whole life. The whole act, I laugh my ass off at these guys. Everybody's a tough guy. Everybody's a killer. Everybody's, you know what I mean? But, Jerry, when I saw that thing, that the Yankees
this is funny.
came back. You know, the Yankees actually, right?
Oh, God.
Responded to this buffoon from South Shore Little League and said, are you kidding me? You're attacking Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
Jerry, you know I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I wouldn't attack Aaron Judge. And matter of fact, I praise Aaron Judge all the time.
Yeah.
And a guy like Verdugo, I called him a tomato from day one. Yes. I told Yankee fans, dude, you got a tomato. Don't even think he got anybody good. I know him. I've seen him every day for 3 years. Trust me when I'm telling you on this. You know what I mean?
Chris, real quick. Since you went on your rant, Since you went on your rant, we've jumped up 100 people. I'm just letting you know. So
really? That's funny. But I hate that, you know, I just don't like the arrogance, people making fools out of themselves. You're going after a good guy in Aaron Judge. You don't do that. Aaron Judge is a class act, the face of baseball, the best player in baseball, the MVP, even though Bobby Witt's making a run, but he's going to be the MVP. Aaron, well-deserved. A guy who's there for kids. He's a family man, never gets in trouble, never you hear this guy. And you got some guy is going to tell him, we pay your salary. Newsflash, brain surgeon, you don't pay Aaron Judge's salary. Hal Steinbrenner pays his salary, okay? You're not talking to some cop on the streets, you know, that always wise ass comment to cops, you know, you pay yourself, you know, all that bullshit. You know what I mean? I mean, so do me a favor. If you even want to come at Aaron Judge and try to be a wise ass, try to be smart, at least educate yourself to even know what the hell you're talking about.
Chris, I can't possibly add to that awesome.
I'm out. Yeah, I
mean, guys, Sundays are giant days. Take care, everybody.
I'm out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.